I don't think I like my theme song.
Yeah.
I don't think it's very good, buddy. I think I have to redo it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
The Joe DeVoe Show.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode one of the Joe DeVoe Show. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, but you can call me Joe. And I am here to uplift and support my fellow creatives, lovable weirdos, and makers of magic. As the former host of the now complete Hippie Witch podcast, I am still very much a hippie witch at heart, and so magic, magic with a K, will always be a special interest to me, but I am also excited to explore here the many different ways creative people make their dreams happen. That is the through line that connects all of my work, from the stories and zines I created in my 20s to launching my first online biz in my early 30s, and then years later, my first YouTube channel, Major Arcana TV. Hey, shout out to Major Arcana TV for those of you who have been hanging with me since 2011, which then led to the launch of my second biz, Kick Ass Witch, an interview show called Every Witch Way, and then finally, Hippie Witch, Magic for a New Age, which was my first podcast. It has always been about the pursuit of the dream, and most importantly, who we become in the process. I love people, and I especially love people who have the courage to follow the call of their heart and to find their way through the many obstacles and shadows that emerge when you pursue a creative calling like that. And to be clear, a creative calling is not necessarily about art. It's about creating your life on purpose, whether as a parent or a student or while climbing the corporate ladder. There is magic in being intentional about the choices you make and in having the nerve to engage with life in full presence. In that way, every choice you make, from how to dress to what to eat and who to spend time with, becomes creative. The journey of your life is the creation. During the 8.5 years I worked as a life coach while hosting the Hippie Witch podcast, I got really intimate with other people's fear and can confidently say that other people's fear is very much like my own. Fear is an experience that we all have in common, and when fear expands beyond its usefulness, as it tends to do, it becomes the thing standing in the way of you becoming the person you know deep down inside you were born to be. The details of that fear are specific to each of us, but the effect is the same to varying degrees. It's more than just a scary feeling, it's a limitation. And for many of us, it becomes a cage. So then freeing ourselves from that cage is more complex than simply finding the right key and unlocking the door to walk free. It is more of a gradual process. It happens in layers so that you end up freeing yourself of one cage only to realize that that cage was inside another bigger cage, and then you free yourself of that cage only to find yourself in another cage and another. But each new cage represents a new level of liberation. So that liberation process is of particular interest to me because I think that is key to creating the kick-ass life of your dreams. It's really about finding a way to make peace with your own fear and work through it and move through it, both your conscious and subconscious fears. It's a life's work. It's a life's work, but it's worth it. It can even be an enjoyable process for much of it because setting yourself free feels good and because you are in integrity with who you feel yourself to truly be. You're in alignment with your own potential and your own dream. And I think that's exciting. Which is all to say that In addition to practicing magic, I have a very strong interest in psychology and personal growth, which has been a passion of mine for over 30 years. 3 decades. That's how old I am. And I'm always open to anything that might contribute something useful in terms of walking this deliberate, creative path. So that's the lens through which I tend to view life. And that's the perspective I will bring to this podcast. It's very much as it was with Hippie Witch, which is still available right here on the channel you're listening to right now. There's a whole Hippie Witch archive here, and I've chosen to leave that intact because it's the foundation on which the Joe DeVoe Show stands. Also, there are way too many amazing interviews here to leave behind, so this is just the next chapter and very much a continuation of that work. There are many more interviews to come with all kinds of inspiring people, and then I'll be sprinkling some solo shows in here and there to offer my own tips and ideas to help keep you feeling inspired and encouraged on your own path. There will be new episodes of the podcast posting every Monday at noon Pacific, all with the same goal in mind: to create a reliably uplifting place you can turn to anytime you need an extra boost of inspiration or just a lighthearted laugh. This is definitely a place for laughing. And if you ever want to help support the podcast, you can do that over on Patreon. You can find me there at patreon.com/JoannaDeVoe, where I host a monthly long-form podcast called The Bebo Effect, Beauty In, Beauty Out, and I'm currently leading an interactive journey through the tarot, one card, one month at a time, because tarot is awesome. I love tarot, I love books, I love movies and rock and roll and nature and traveling around with my awesome kid, Tanner Golfball DeVoe, who has been my greatest teacher by far. He has taught me what it means to be a truly authentic, joyful person. So who knows? Maybe some of his magic will end up rubbing off on you through me. Or maybe he'll make an occasional appearance here besides his contribution to the theme song, which he's extremely proud of. If you ever send me a message about his beatboxing, I promise I will read it to him and I promise it will make his day. He is definitely interested in you all, as some kind listeners have gone out of their way to send him golf balls, which is his special obsession. We have maybe 10,000 golf balls. We have a lot of golf balls. So there's that. I am a proud autism mom and so many other things that cannot fit neatly into this brief podcast intro. But I just wanted you to know it is my pleasure to be here, and you, dear listener, are my honored guest. Thanks for tuning in. Until we meet again, always remember, life is change, change is magic, magic is life, and the journey is the creation. Much love to you. Peace. And if you happen to be hanging out here after the show is over, I will play for you my attempt at a theme song. It's not gonna work. It's way too ambitious. I don't play guitar, drums, or bass, and I think it needs that. And I think it's a full song. I don't think it's a theme song. I need something shorter and happier and cuter. So here's my first attempt, and then we're going back to the drawing board after this.
They say the only constant thing in life is change, 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 change. Change and conformity with will is magic. If you will to will, well, magic is life. Life is change. Change is magic, magic is life. Magic is life. To know to flow, to do, to be, to go. To know to flow, to do, to be, to go. To know to flow to do to be to go.
Let's go.